Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 414. On the podcast today, technical analyst Nicola Duke, charts 88 Energy, Metal Tiger, Motive Bio, Auto Trader and Centrica. You can also see the charts here annotated by the fair hand of Nicola right here at sharepickers.com, or in fact you can go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. By the way, it's a quintuple rollover on the Vox Markets All Price Sweepstake. That means basically the price of Brent crude was $33.66 at midday on Friday. Someone was very close, I think 2 cents out. So that means that added to the total from last week, which was $132, this means $165.66. Plus, the price of Brent crude next week will be up for grabs. All you need to do is guess the price exactly. We take the price midday on Friday, but submissions close at 4:30 on Thursday. So if you guessed correctly, you could win that $195, probably $195. Could be close to $200 if you guessed correctly. Somehow, I think it was Sean said, "Stop saying bucks." Sorry, Sean. It's the last time I'll say it. Bucks. Go to voxmarkets.co.uk/OPS for your chance to win that amount next week. I also have today's stock with potential. As suggested by you, please click the link here at sharepickers.com, or again, go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog and click the link there, fill out the form, and I will be suggesting it or reading it out on next week's podcast.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now, it's the lady with the technicals. It's the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick?
Hello. Yes, thanks.
Now, what's happening? We have had a rally like crazy. And I think it was something like 9% the FTSE's gone up since its low, which is an aggressive rebound, isn't it? So will it continue? Is it going to run out of steam, or are we now, you know, correcting from that bear market and getting it back into where we were?
Well, today is option expiration, and it's very normal to see, if you go back over the past year, 11 of the last 13 months, there's been a rally into option expiration. And then depending on how people feel about it afterwards, sometimes we continue, sometimes we don't. We know we haven't taken out the start of the month highs yet in most major indexes. So we could stall a bit more here, you know, because just because we rallied so hard off after last week's low.
Yeah.
So it is seasonal to have a bit of a pullback. So if you go back the past year, like 11 of the last 13 months, we've rallied into OPEX week. So
I see. So yeah,
and then kind of said phew afterwards and not had the quite same steam. But I think if, you know, everybody seems quite anxious to see this market continue downwards and they're quite ready to sell it. If too many people pile in short, then it will squeeze higher.
Yeah, do you know what? Looking at the daily chart of the FTSE, it doesn't look very nice, really. It's like, it's almost bounced his head, banged his head on that 200-day, is it? Or 100-day moving average, looking at, I think. Is it? Yes.
Yeah,
one, two, three. But it's lower highs all the time and going downwards.
Well, maybe my chart, the futures are slightly different, but end of December, we banged our head on the 200-day moving average, simple 200-day, and sold off. And then the 28th of Jan, 29th of Jan, that we sold off again on the 200.
Yeah.
But this week we've got above it, and so far we're just sitting on it. So potentially, you know, we could continue higher from here. The only thing that concerns me is, you know, that this rally has been very fierce.
Yeah.
I think that perhaps, you know, back towards 58, the mid 58s might be better support in the FTSE.
But do you know what? I'm looking at there, literally four lower highs and four lower lows, you know? And
exactly.
It seems to be now. So, you know, it seems to, obviously, if it's going to continue in that pattern, it'll go lower again, won't it? Surely. Isn't that what's going
to
happen?
Yeah, we have to break the pattern. So,
yeah.
You know, the first step is the back above the 200-day, which we've managed. And we really do need to take out that late January swing high.
So what, can I ask you what time frame you're looking at? Because on mine, the 200-day moving average, is it 63.70? Which obviously is way above where we are at the moment.
Right, I'm looking at the FTSE futures, and so my mileage. So I have a few more hours in mind. So,
okay.
You know, your mileage may vary.
Are you looking into the future?
I'm afraid I haven't got my cash chart here.
But
that is what I'm looking at. So,
okay, so
we'll see.
Because to break that previous high, which was 60.100, or even the one we just had, is 60.023. Yeah, so, okay. Do you know what? Looking at that now, it doesn't make me feel very bullish. I thought we were in for a bit of a bounce here. But we'll see. We'll have to see. Let's see how this plays out.
It's not pretty, but you know, it sort of looks like a bit of a declining wedge, you know, which usually ultimately resolve bullish. A break above 6,100, you know, would see us breaking out of that wedge too. So, well, a bit higher than that, probably. Depends how quickly we get there, you know, obviously, because these lines are a movable feast. But if we, you know, got above sort of 61.50, you could say for sure that is quite bullish.
For sure. Listen, I think we're in for the mother of all bear markets. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Even in a bear market, though, you know, bear market rallies can be really fierce.
Yeah, and
they can make everybody think, oh, that's it. You know, the bottom's in and we're going to buy. And that's where the fuel comes from, really, to keep going lower.
Yeah.
Do you know,
I've been doing, literally, on this rally, I've been selling out and lightening up lots of stocks. And so I'm sitting on more cash than I've sat on for a while, actually. And I'm using rally to just lighten up a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because I just think several things are going through my mind, and part of them is that we're now, world debt is bigger than it's ever been before in history, and also it's okay if you've got a bit of inflation there and a bit of growth, but growth is slowing down, inflation is flat. I was thinking, hang on, we could see a couple of problems. You know, companies in America going through because of the oil price. There's banks leveraged on this higher oil price. I think we're in for the mother of. I mean, China slowing down. Of all bull markets, so that's me. So I'm just saying, you know, don't go crazy here, everyone. You know, I could be wrong, but I mean, I don't think we're going into a bull market here, because if you pull up, that monthly chart of the FTSE, it's ominous. You know what's happening now compared to what happened in 2008 and 2001 or whatever. So anyway.
I agree. I have a bit of trouble getting stuck in the fundamentals, because you know you can. You can be horribly wrong with timing if you look at those fundamentals.
But even that chart, though, if you pull that up, a monthly chart of the FTSE, and you think, well, how do we... Because the moving averages are all facing down now. The MACD is going over the zeros, both of them. And I'm thinking, well, to pull up from that, all the moving averages to pull up from that will take a lot of, you know, bull sessions and a lot of rally. You know, I think, obviously, the momentum there is heading downward. And it's a monthly chart. It's quite a strong trend there, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, I remember when you and I looked at a big monthly chart of the FTSE, and we said, you know, this is the top of the range, you know, the 99 highs and the 2007 highs, and then we've made these highs, and we said this is the range, and so, we could see.
We should have put our house on it.
I would not be surprised if we saw 4,070 in the FTSE.
Right, let's before we scare ourselves to death here.
But by then, nobody will want to buy anything. We'll just have to load up.
Yeah, exactly. And then you load up and go crazy. I'll remortgage the house, I'll remortgage everything. I'll sell the rabbit just to get some cash. Okay, let's look at some individual stocks as suggested by listeners to the podcast.
Let's start with everyone's favourite 88E.
Yeah, well, 88 Energy, I had Dave Wall, Managing Director, on the podcast this week, and it is one of the most popular stocks I've ever had on the podcast. It's crazy. And you see, super spike. From the time I spoke to Dave, which was earlier last month, it's risen by about 600%. From top to bottom, it's probably done 10 bags, 1,000%. So a lot of people, you know, jumped on that spike. So where do you see that coming down?
We looked at this a week ago, and I had targets at 1.18, and then I had a target at 1.75. And I thought, and I never put my third target in, which was like 2.67. It even spiked through that, but it closed back below. So we had this massive gap up, hit final target. I hate to say final target, but for a little bit. It's come all the way back and it's filled the gap exactly. And here we are sitting on that 118 major level.
Yeah.
So, which is also, if people look back, that's the spike high from June 2015.
Yeah.
So this resistance becomes support and we're sitting on it. Nice little bounce today. I really like it here, but here's the problem. The oscillator needs to bottom and we've got a little bit further to get down there. And the 20-day moving average needs to catch up. That's sitting down at 82.
If you
buy it here and you're not in or you haven't got a position, there's a chance that we could drop back to that level, which would be pretty. And remember, the 200-day is also down at 60. That's quite a way. So it's much safer. I like this one, don't get me wrong. I like 88 Energy a lot, but it's safer if you wait for all those things to line up in your favour and catch up.
Yeah.
So I really like it, but let's leave this for a week.
It's almost like, you know, when you throw a massive boulder, you know, into a pond and it's boosh, the biggest splash of all is the first splash, the big spike there. But the subsequent splashes are quite big and it's a bit choppy because it's been literally come up down by 50% in one day, then it's gone out, it's up by 12% a day. So it's volatile, but you need it to calm it down, don't you, really, before you actually...
And, you know, potentially we could bounce back to that 1.75 level. That would be, you know, half of the big drop of a couple of days ago and is also the sort of interim resistance level. And then from there, we could make another leg lower and drop to 80. And when I see that, then I would say, oh, now we've seen a proper nice two-legged correction. We should buy all of it. But at that point, sentiment, people having seen that will go, oh God, we're not touching this. But that's really, so I would just leave this, you know, if you're bullish and you, if you own it, hold on. I like it.
Yeah.
If you want to buy it, just be a little bit patient here.
So if I want this, go on.
The ripples could easily bounce us back to 1.75 from here.
Yeah. Okay.
If
I'm not in it, I want to steal it. Where can I get a? You know,
either
where do you think?
Be patient for a week. Wait for an RSI or a MACD to bottom out, or wait for a touch of the 20-day moving average, which at the moment is like at 0.83.
Wow, will it go back that far?
If it dropped there on Monday from here or today, buy it. Like, that's a great... If you buy it, then that's a great... You know, because the 20-day moving average is moving higher. It's going in your favour.
Mm.
So you can, you know... buy against that. Trend traders would buy against that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So, but this one just needs some patience.
Yeah. Part of me thinks, I'm looking at right the top of the day there, 1.1, I'm thinking. I don't know why I'm thinking that. It's the top of that body of the candle, the one day it started to spike, and it's almost the bottom of the wick on a couple of days later. And so they sort of line up nicely, but you know, a penny all day long, I think, is a nice round figure that people hang all their hats on. But yeah, it's like, sit and wait is the lesson. Yeah, wait.
There's good support at 98.98, so it's just actually slightly under a penny,
mm-hmm.
and there's good support at 0.82, 0.83 really, which is where the 20-day is. A sharp drop to 0.83, you should grab it, but I don't think it will. I think. This is well supported, and so we just need a little time to pass.
Marvellous. So that was
your first target on a bounce from here would be 1.75 again.
Wow. All right. Okay. Have you got next? Metal Tiger? Is that there?
Metal Tiger, yes.
Okay, MTR's ticker. That's what Sean the Big Cheese suggested this. It's an investment in resources. So, as I say, it's been trying.
Yeah. Well, How many times have we looked at this? It gets above, you know, the twice this year. We've, you know, 6th of January and then 1st of February. We've got closes above the 200 day. And you keep thinking, oh, can this keep going? But here's the warning. All those moving averages, if you look at a daily chart, the 200-day, the 100-day, the 50-day, they're all flat. Flat as a pancake.
Yeah.
So really, you know, you need a proper breakout in this stock.
Well, I posted a picture of this on Twitter. I said, look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 attempts at the 1.2 pence level. And it can't seem to break that. Right. But you got a feeling if it does, it'll motor, you know. But every dip
back to 0.75 has got to be such a nice buying opportunity as well. That's really good support.
Exactly.
But careful because use a stop, and if it doesn't hold that level, get out, because you know those support levels, you can only dip into them so many times and then they stop. So
Okay. So what are you saying? Basically,
I'm saying I like this. I really like that it's closed above that. You know, this time it got above those moving averages and came back and found a bit of support, but it's got to keep going. Like if we could a daily close above 1.03, this might really get motoring.
Okay,
but
at the moment it's got to stay above that 1.03, and at the moment
it really does need to. I don't know where the momentum, it's one of those stocks, you know, that you might just have to buy and hold in not too big of a size and hope some news comes along to break it out of this range.
Yeah, I think there will be material news will break it out. I hold, and like I say, it's annoying.
It's definitely well supported. Yeah. Every dip back into that 0.75 level has been bought, you know, since last summer. The upside target are those spike highs at 1.54. First target is, you know, 1.4. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look on a weekly chart, it is much clearer that it's got support and it's back above all those moving averages for the first time since November. So on a weekly chart, I would say I like this.
All right, lovely. Let's have a look at next one. Is it Motive Bio you got? Or Motive Bio?
Motive Bio, yes.
Yeah, MTFB. It's a company that's basically, what's it called? Antibiotics now apparently are becoming less and less effective. They're becoming resistant, you know, to all kinds of things. So this company is on clinical stage 3 trials, and there's a company apparently exactly the same of it in America, which is valued 5 times as much as this. They've got 22, they're in small cap, they've got 22 million in cash, and this should see them through to commercialization in 2018. So I've been looking at this personally, and I've had a guy on from Barry from Beaufort Securities who mentioned these. I like this, and I put a stop, limit order at 36 pence, and it didn't tip it out. It nearly hit that, but obviously there's a bit of a spread.
36.75 was a little.
Yeah, but there's the spread, because of the spread, it was a bit lower. Obviously, the ask and offer price, so I didn't get it, and it's gone up a little bit now. But will it break? What's going to happen here? It's got a bit two tops.
Yeah, I kind of like this. I really like this bottoming pattern. So that 35.80, 35.75 is a really good fib support level, which if we can rally from here, gives us an upside target of 56.50. So I like the bottoming pattern. I like that we've made a higher low. Now we need to make a higher high. So we need to take out 45. So if we can take out 45, we're going to 56, 50.
I'm just thinking, should I buy it now or wait to see if it clears that level, or should I try snatch it lower?
At the moment, that we're stuck at the 50-day, which is 42. I'd really, a second time above that, I think, might get us going.
Yeah. They've had a bit of volume today, because I was listening to, Investors Chronicle. Investors Chronicle has covered them in their weekly thing. I heard the podcast, they mentioned it, so that's why I think, you know, people have bought into it. But literally, a huge volume spike there. today compared to normal. So, I've got a fear of missing out. That's what I've got at the moment. Fear of missing out on
very
the round.
Good. Well, you know, everybody else will too. So if that gets above the 50-day moving average at 42 again, I think it'll get going. So
okay, all right. So let's have a look at a couple of bigger stocks here. We've got Auto Trader. We all know what that is. It's
Auto Trader.
It's literally, it is number one in the market. You know, if everyone wants to buy and sell a car, they've got Auto Trader. And it, because of that, it trades very highly. The PE on Auto Trader is ridiculous. It's in triple figures, I think. But it's like a right move, you know, and the management, the similar kind of management. It's like it will, if it's a market leader, it'll keep trading higher and higher. It could be, regardless of what the fundamentals are, it's an amazing stock to own because they are the market leader by far. I think it's four times bigger than the next competitor, which is a huge, gain. Yeah. But I should have put an order in here. I nearly bought them at just under £3, and they rallied like crazy. And it came back recently on the fall, and I should have bought them at a 25, something like that. I should have bought them up, but I didn't. I missed out. And 377 again now. What's happening? What's happening here?
It's a bit of a jumble. For me, like, it's not a compelling buy. We're held, you know, below the January lows at the moment. If you look, if you put a 100-day simple moving average on it, you know, which doesn't go that far back because it hasn't been trading that long, but you can see that was the moving average that caught this stock in October and caught it at the end of January, and then we dropped below it, and now this week it's resistance. So
yeah,
for me, unless we can get back above that 100-day moving average, which is at 390, I really don't like this at all. The oscillator says that we should. The very newly minted 200-day moving average, which, you know, we've only got about a month and a half's history for, says that we could, but it's not quite done enough yet. I think that we're at risk of continued lower, like, so wait and see. I think if this gets trades above 392, I think it'll trade to new highs above.
Yeah. Looking at it now,
or at least retest those highs.
Yeah, I think there'll be a chance to buy this down at 320 or less. And you think, maybe?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I'm gonna, you know, reverse up then. You know, reverse. You know, keeping in the motor theme, I'm gonna reverse away from that and wait and see.
I think actually, for me, the pivot level is about 361.
Okay.
And I think that, if we can hold that and hold above the 200-day there, that's actually pretty key, that level now, 361.
Yeah, do you know what? One of these stocks doesn't obey fundamentals, really. They've got good profits and stuff, don't get me wrong, but they are highly rated. They're a very expensive share. But when you've got when you are in the lead of the market like they are, this is hard to catch them up. You know, it's like being a Google. It's hard to challenge Google in the search engine business, you know, or it's hard to challenge Rightmove in the lettings and the state agency. So they've got that
If you sold your car on Auto Trader, it's not that cheap. And you can put it on eBay and Gumtree, to be honest.
Yeah, but come on.
For free.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you want
to buy a car from somebody reputable,
yeah,
you're more likely to look in Auto Trader.
I agree with you. You may look on Gumtree or eBay, but you'll also look on Auto Trader. You know, that's one of the first stops people go to. They may look at other places, but they may look at different places to eBay and Gumtree. But they also will always, you know, look on Auto Trader. It's one of those it's a place of call to look.
Yes.
Anyway, exactly. So I'd nick it because this Rightmove annoyed me in Rightmove in 2010. I think I bought it at £5, and then I sold it at £9, thinking cracking. But a year later, they're cracking. They were up to £42 in the end. I thought, what did they? At the time, I thought I was the big boy. I thought, yeah, look at the profit on that. And I didn't realize it just kept rising.
At the time, I kept thinking, Zoopla might be really good competition for Rightmove, but Rightmove really obliterated. They really are the one, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay, let's go with the last stock then. Centrica, CNA, of course, British Gas, they had the results out, which was beat expectations, and so they rallied quite strongly. They did. I think they cut their dividend, or the full dividend will be lower than last year. But they're a utility basically, and they pay a nice little dividend. So What do you think of these?
Amazing.
Right.
You know, because natural gas has been completely annihilated in the futures market. The natural gas is at lows that we haven't seen for, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it is amazing. This stuff. I'm going to show you, if we'd like to look at a monthly chart here, and we're going
to
zoom
right out.
Okay,
let's go on to the monthly chart, yes. I see. Wow, look at those big mountains there. It's like,
I know. So look at this perfect double top. In 2007, and then in 2013, we made a perfect double top on the monthly chart. And we're just kind of testing those lows. So if we test the midpoint between those lows, which we made in October 2008, and the low was 203.2. Now, you can say, oh, well, we've been well below that. I know, but we're looking at a monthly chart. So a monthly close below 203.2 would be bearish. And so far, they're defending it. And it doesn't look like, at the moment, we're going to close below. In fact, it looks like we're going to get a little bit of a monthly bullish hammer. So I kind of think that this one has a good chance of a rally back to about 278.
Okay, cool. Because
if this month we can close above 203 and hold it.
Okay. Let's look at
it. And it looks pretty good. You know, it definitely, you know, the weekly chart looks really supportive. I think this is quite a good chance. So that, I think, for a long-term swing trade, Centrica looks quite good.
Yeah, and also, they are a bit of a utility. So they pay. I mean, they've held a dividend, but they cut the early dividend, so the full-year dividend won't be as much. But it's still a good chunk. I can't think what it was. It's about 4% or things like that, and it was higher, but still 4%, and you're going to hopefully get some capital upside there. It's a nice little investment, maybe, you know. And let's be honest, Centrica—they're not going to go out of business. They've pulled back on the exploration. They're now sort of focusing their business on the, you know, customer, the selling side, the retail side of selling to customers and stuff. So which are less capital intensive and higher profit margin. So hopefully, you know, this will be, they are changed their business materially to, because they've had problems for a while. You know, is this the bottom of a long drag down, you know, could be. Marvellous, Nicola.
So for Centrica, I would really like to see it hold 200. I would really like to see it, and the 20-day moving average at 197, and that gap up it's made is now support, so the bottom of that, top of that gap. So this one does look really good. On the resistance side, we've got the 100-day at 215, but I think better resistance at probably 219. Our first target upside would be 238 and the 200-day moving average, but I think that we go much higher. I like it.
Okay, of course, that's excluding the mother of all bear markets coming. That could happen.
But in the mother of all bear markets, is this not a defensive stock?
It probably is quite a defensive stock. And let's be honest, they've come off from £4 in the last couple of years, so they're pretty much at their lows. So maybe, yes, it will be, you know, one of the good
stocks
to buy.
Anything with the cash flow, right?
Yeah, exactly. There we are. Marvellous. Thank you very much, Nicola. And if you can send over those beautifully, beautifully annotated charts, that would be great. Thanks very much. Have a nice weekend, Nick.
Okay, bye.
Okay, it's time for today's Stock with Potential. Suggested by Punk Feeling Lucky, it's Frontera Resources, FRR. The company's an oil, gas, explorer, producer. Apparently, would you say it's a long, short, or medium-term investment? All three, apparently, if you have the eggs, as the Spanish would say. You know what that means. The shares in issue are 3.5 billion. The current price of market cap is 0.5 pence. Market cap 17.56 million market cap there. Revenue last year 6.5 million, but they made a loss of 12.5 million. How much cash or debt does the company have? Just a fund placement, 1st of February. List three reasons why you think this company has potential. Number one, short term has an independent CPR, that's a competent persons report, due on the third largest gas field in the world, according to the internal estimates, with gas pipeline to Europe being built just beside it. Production targets for Q1, which if hit will provide the company with circa 30 to 40 million bucks revenue, reporting of results of major drills on both oil and gas wells. Reason two, the CEO, Steve Nikandros, comes from an oil royalty with his family deeply embedded with major oil firms. He himself is a regular speaker at the Atlantic Council on Conducting Business in the Region. By the way, Atlantic Council are one of the organisations that will shape Eastern Europe. They manage the management is pedigree and have connections are vast. E.g., one of the previous advisors to the company is a former head of the CIA. And the board, especially Steve, has significant shareholding in the organisation. And reason three, the field is so big, it dwarfs Cove Energy's field, which made that a $1 billion company overnight. Frontera have $400 million tax waiver and gain 50% of revenue with Georgia government paying tax from their share thereafter. The company is due to capital reorganization, with Europe needing an alternative gas supplier. Frontera have spent over $400 million developing and now announcing a pipeline due to be finished in 2017 to Turkey and Europe. US troops are just kilometres from the fields. It seems the time is at least at the commercial and international stage is ripe for major developments if you're willing to hold beyond the CPR. But warning, this is not for widows and orphans. So please do your own research on this. And obviously there's plenty of risk there, but maybe lots of rewards. You never know. The stock is Frontera, FRR. Check it out. Do your own research, please. That's it for the podcast. There will be a weekend podcast, so stay tuned for that. I say stay tuned. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, that, I suppose. But I don't know how you download it. It could be through Vox. It could be through sharepickers.com, iTunes, all the other things. Audio Boom. There's so many different platforms to choose from. There's no excuse whatsoever not to listen to it, okay? But if you have listened to this, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Much also appreciate us.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.